Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. She's been a corporate executive. She's been a teacher. She's been a business owner. She's failed, and she has succeeded. She's been around the block and is completely capable of writing a book called The Barefoot Executive, The Ultimate Guide to Being Your Own Boss and Achieving Financial Freedom. She knows both sides of this issue. Carrie Wilkerson, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks. Hey, was that David Lee Roth song in honor of, like, early morning hair?
That's exactly what that's about. Thank you for recognizing. Yeah, that was a Van Halen jump song. Hey, you know, Carrie, you have recovered from a lot of different things. You recovered from being deep in debt.
Yeah.
You've
more than once, actually.
Really? Wow. Well, okay. You lost 110 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
All at once. How did you do that?
It took a little while. But here's what I really say is I've lost probably a total of 800 pounds. It's just like typically the same 30 over
but
and
one,
over and over
But
again.
One time you lost 110.
But 110.
How did you do that?
You know, it's the same way I built my businesses, Jim. It's one choice at a time, one day at a time.
There are no quick fixes, are there?
There's not. If there were, the diet industry would not exist.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's just like building a business. It's just like being a parent. You know, how do you learn how to be a parent? It's one day at a time, one mistake at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you introduced me by saying that I have failed. I have to tell you that's a first. Nobody ever brings that up, but it's the truth. It's why I'm qualified to teach, is because I have fallen on my face several times and keep getting back up and learning from that. You can't fail and give up. You know, like if we...
Well, perhaps you perceived that, that the reason I brought that up is because I know from whence that comes as also.
Exactly.
And I tell people that if you can't get comfortable with being around failure, you're never going to be successful, in my opinion.
Exactly.
No, not too many people are that lucky.
Yeah, absolutely.
So go ahead. Talk to us about your experience.
Well, you know, here's the deal. I've been there and done that. There's a lot of things I've done. My mom used to get frustrated with me. Carrie, if you would just stick with one thing, if you would just do one thing, if you would focus on one thing. So I know you've heard that before, too. And the thing is, if you're an entrepreneur or if you're wired to be a little bit of a rebel, you know, let's think about those hair bands, those musicians. The fact is, I had about a 3-year attention span. We could look at it on the timeline and say, holy cow.
I had a five-year
yeah.
attention. Mine was
yeah,
five.
Yeah. I would do something full tilt. Do really great, but once the challenge was over...
And love it for that time. Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, you're done. Then all of a sudden, you're looking for something else.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
And it's very common in the mind of the entrepreneur. It doesn't bode so well when you're in jobs, when you're in employee status. But what I saw was that, you know, I'm never going to be Miss America, but I certainly am miscellaneous, and that just qualified me to be in business. It qualified me to have multiple experiences, to look back and draw on those experiences and say, okay, now, how can I make this work for me? At one point, my husband, who is an MBA and who is, a corporate guy.
He's not like you, right?
He's not. No, he's really not. Our personalities are exact opposite. He's more employee-wired than I am. He's very security-wired more than me. And he said, baby, you're really great at making everybody else a lot of money. Why don't you make us some?
Wow, and you thought, what a novel idea.
And I said, okay, I will. You know, yeah, permission granted. Let's go do this. And, the first business didn't work as great as I would have liked it to, although I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of money, but I mismanaged a lot of money of my own. And, you know, when you mismanage somebody else's money, you go to jail, and that's embezzlement,
right.
And you get in trouble. When you do that with your own self, it's credit card jail, and it's, you know, it's called mismanagement.
Mm-hmm.
So The fact is, it's the number one mistake of business owners, embezzling their own money, not taking care of their own financial house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I had to learn with the first one. So with the second one, I outsourced the accounting to him so that I would be accountable to him. And anyway, we just kind of went from there. So
the point, one of the main reasons I mentioned the failure thing, folks, Carrie, is because, you know, I want people to realize that, you know, that, I mean, you're a very successful person now. It wasn't always so. And so, folks, as you're trying to get your business off the ground, just because you have a bump in the road, just because you have a failure, I mean, I've had those too, and some of them were little ones, and some of them were big ones. And just because you've had that doesn't mean that this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, I remind people that when Henry Ford hit on the assembly line thing, he was 51 years old. He'd already failed five times before. Mr. Macy, who invented Macy's department stores in mid-1800s, he'd already failed eight times before.
Yep. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln, the only election he ever won was president.
Yeah.
I mean, he screwed up so much before. Mary Kay Ash didn't start her cosmetics company until after she retired her other career.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, he was already a senior. I mean, they had already learned several lessons and been through several things. And the fact is, you know, I had a client the other day. I said, you know what, I'm not going to proceed with this one product line because the take-up wasn't as great on it as I thought it would be, so I'm going to go a different route. He said, you know, I'm going to keep working with you because it's so refreshing to me that not everything you touch turns to gold. He said, I love it, and you still keep going.
Yeah.
I said, well, yeah, if every time something didn't work, we said, oh, that's a sign I shouldn't be doing this. I mean, good grief, we'd all give up.
Right.
If every time you argued with your spouse, if you divorced, if every time you had a disappointment with your kids, you threw them out or you quit being a parent. I mean, there's got to be a level of commitment, Jim. There's just got to.
And the other thing is I like the fact that you talked about the family, comparing them to your business, because as I remind people, you know, your business is like your teenagers. You'll always love them, but some days you won't like them.
Well, you know, my dad is a pastor, and he married us. And I've been married 19 years. I was kind of a child bride. I was very young when I got married. And he said to me, you need to make a commitment every day to be married, because some days you will wake up and you will not be feeling it.
Exactly.
And you will wake up and say, what was I thinking? And every day you have to make that choice. And you know what? That's the most popular post on my blog
from
my anniversary year is when I said, it's your business.
Yeah.
Every day you have to wake up and say, today I choose to remain in business, whether I'm loving it or not.
And it's not for sissies. 20 after, right
no.
back with Carrie Wilkerson. Her book is called The Barefoot Executive. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on, Johnny, he was holding on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.